This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So nice. Apparently we've moved a few feet away from the gates of hell today, because it was under 100. Well, in one place it hit 100. But most of the places I was at, it was under 100. So, anyway, and yes, wonderful California, where we pay for the weather. And I don't mean, you know, like Trump's wall with Mexico. We don't pay for the weather. We pay to hang out in the weather. We pay higher taxes, higher gas taxes. Now we're going to end up paying. See, I already started. We're about ready to get ready for $15 an hour minimum wage, too. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on this hour. We are giving Xander Gibb the night off. He needs it. He needs a little rest, a little R&R. And so our friend, the Conservarican, you've got to go figure that out. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Look it up. Do some of your homework for once. Will be on with us. And I've got so much. We've got enough. Sometimes I don't get through all the stories you send me all week long. So I save them up for fillers on Friday. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The LA County is going, within the next 10 days, is going into their $15 an hour minimum wage law is going to kick in. And it's done so much all over the country, hasn't it? It's done so many good things. You know, it's allowed more people to have enough money to live on. Although, how in God's creation you're living on $15 an hour? You are a genius. You are a financial genius. Because I don't know where for $15 an hour. I don't know where you're living. Good. You're living well. You actually have an apartment where you don't have to share it with cockroaches and a whole bunch of other stuff. Seriously. I was so proud of my first apartment, but I realized after being there a couple of months that all I needed to do was to step it up and move somewhere else because I was spending $150 a month on cans of Raid. So it was just a trade-off. I could move to a nicer place and not buy the Raid. I could keep buying the Raid. That's not an ad for Raid, but whatever. All the bug traps and everything else. So minimum wage laws really are destroying the mom-and-pop organizations like we said they would. Not that we hate, you know, those entry-level jobs or the people that are getting minimum wage, but there's a reality behind it. You shouldn't be looking at minimum wage your whole life. Minimum wage should be like $2.50, so you move along as soon as humanly possible. These are entry-level jobs usually to teach you how to work with other groups, how to work with other people, you know, how to show up on time to work. Wouldn't that be nice? Now, Larry Elder really wrote a piece recently, and I think he nailed it to a big degree. He says, in the 60s, his parents opened a small diner near downtown Los Angeles, and as a child, he watched his parents sitting at the kitchen table discussing their plans for what they considered a huge expansion of the business, like hiring a dishwasher. But his parents kept putting it off because the proposed minimum wage hike back then would have made the additional employee, like, just too expensive for them to be able to bring on other people. You know, you have to understand that wages are a good portion of what you take in. I mean, of what your expenses are. You know, these owners of small restaurants will tell you, as his parents figured out, you know, profit's not a whole bunch in a restaurant to begin with, as much as you believe it might be. Not unless you're doing extremely high volume, and these small mom-and-pop places don't do that. And he said his parents went out and even met with the mayor over this. At the end of the meeting, the mayor simply said, I feel confident that you can absorb the cost. So now we have bureaucrats telling us how to run a business, but most of them haven't been able to run a business themselves, or if they've run a business, a good portion of them have been through bankruptcy with their businesses. Right? So a study by two researchers, one with the Mathematica Policy Research and the other with the Harvard Business School, focused on the impact of minimum wage on restaurant closures using data from San Francisco Bay Area. They're having the biggest kill. Researchers concluded that a dollar increase in a minimum wage leads to approximately, ready for this? A 4 to 10% increase in the likelihood of exit. The evidence suggests that the higher minimum wage increases overall exit rates for restaurants. However, lower quality restaurants, which are already closer to the margin of exit, are disproportionately impacted by the increase. So the small mom and pop stores, who are not making big bucks to begin with, who are working on smaller margins already, they're gone. They can't handle it. And in San Francisco, well, you've got restaurants all over the place. It really hurts them tremendously. In the first year, they had 60 restaurants go down. Bye-bye, see you later. Have a nice day kind of thing. And I don't know, you know, can you convince these politicians that are killing us? They're killing small business. San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles is up next. Anyway, I'm Joe Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Got a special guest coming up in the next hour. I mean, the next break. Great.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
God bless America. I still can't figure out how to use phones. I hate computers, but I can't figure out how to use the phones. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you've got any questions, comments, things you want to talk about, we are live up on Facebook. We're live up on the chat room at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. This ain't that hard, people. No, seriously, you don't have to think too hard about all of this. So, you know, from time to time, I love to shake it up a little bit on the show. I need to have this guy on more often because, you know, you gotta take notes when he talks, because like me, he talks pretty fast when he gets excited about something. and you're going to miss it all. So anyhow, let me bring him on now. Our own conservarican Julio Rivera is on with me, and no, he's no relation to Geraldo, right?
No, none that
thank
we can
God.
Confirm. And
thank you
so much for having me on. Love to come on as always, and definitely to speak to you and your listeners.
Well, I appreciate you having you on with me because I really do enjoy the way you approach things. So let's talk a little bit. Let's just hit it hard right now with what's going on in D.C., the draining of the swamp. Let's just start off here. Is the president moving fast enough for you?
No, not at all. There's still too many Obama holdovers, appointees, and the like that are still in positions where he could have very easily appointed people to it. His hiring has been actually at the slowest rate, I think, of I saw something about it the other day, but they compared him, I believe, to, I think, the last six presidents, and he's just not moving fast enough at all on that. He's trying to do a lot of things right now, and I think he's being undermined by the people that are still, you know, working for him. It's almost like, you know, it's almost as if you're a general and you take over an enemy combatant's army, and then you have those soldiers under your command. They're not really loyal to you. They may be taking your orders out of fear of, you know, being executed or whatever reason like that, but it's different than the people that you would appoint yourself that you know have your back. And that's the problem, I think. I think that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard what happened today in one of the committees where Trey Gowdy was. He said there was only eight of them there. There was only eight senators in that room, and the testimony from that senator hit CNN within a couple of hours. And he had just guaranteed the person doing the doing the testimony that the information would be kept among those eight people. So this is not a little thing. This is a real big thing when you have people, especially in those hearings, in the secret hearings behind closed doors, people with top secret clearance, and that information is hitting CNN within a matter of hours. And shame on CNN for wanting a scoop at the expense of getting some national security information out there for all the world to hear, right?
Absolutely, but I mean, that's, you know, you know, a news outlet like CNN is, and generally most journalists are never going to turn down the opportunity to break something like that. Unfortunately, they're not really necessarily thinking in terms of the best interest of the country anymore. You know, you have people that are just thinking the best terms, what's best for them, unfortunately. And I think that's another part of the problem that we have here. It's a lack of loyalty. You know, in my wildest dreams, even as bad as Obama was, and we suffered, and I know you didn't like him, I certainly didn't like him, a lot of, you know, obviously the conservative movement didn't like him, and we tried to do everything we can, you know, to give, get more conservatives in Congress over the years during the midterms, but I never rooted against my president or rooted against American interests. This is all biting your nose off to spite your face. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I only partially agree with you. I got to tell you something. You know, you made a comment a second ago that I don't believe that they think they're doing what's right for America. I think the spoiled brats are doing what they think is right for themselves because they don't like the president. They don't like a policy. They don't like a thing in particular. They don't equate the paperwork or the information that they're handing over to somebody else as national security. They see it in their small little world that happens around their elbows, that all they're doing is making President Trump look like an idiot, when in reality, they could bring down a good portion of the security systems of this country. They could cause the death of many spies we have across the country. Those are the people. I think if you start throwing some of them in jail for life for treason, you may or may not see this thing stop.
Yeah, you know what? I have to agree with you there. If you commit a crime, and they should be punishable by whatever, you know, by the fullest extent to the fullest extent of the law, I would do that now because for right now, obviously, nobody has any respect.
None.
No respect at all for the integrity of his administration. And it's sad, you know, and there's so many people that are still, you know, like I said, there's still too many Obama holdovers there, and until I think you get rid of all of them, this is going to be a continuing problem. unfortunately. And but the other thing is with these leaks too, what I fear too is if there isn't another source besides, you know, like the human element, I wonder if this is something where, you know how like the NSA can bug your cell phone?
Yes.
And they can bug,
hi to them on a regular basis, Julio.
Exactly. I'm sure they're listening to this conversation right now. But when people could do that, I'm sure other countries have the capability of doing that too. And if other countries have the capability of doing that too, why wouldn't news outlets? Maybe, perhaps. So you never know. I'd like to see if you really want to do this, and maybe people go, it's a little intrusive and it's not fair to the First Amendment and all this and that. How about the United States government starts investigating CNN and all these news outlets that are taking this leaked information? So then find out really truly where they're getting it. Because it lets, you never know. I mean, God knows if they didn't find a way to hack Trey Gowdy's phone. Yeah. And they were, it's like sitting there listening into the same thing like on a conference call. You know, it could have happened that way too.
Yeah, it could have. I think that there's too many, as you say, there's too many ideologues in there. There's too many Obama loyalists, if you would, that are looking to take down. And it's not just Obama loyalists. It's progressive socialists on the Democrat side that really feel that anything that has to do with capitalism, I don't believe it's just Trump. See, I believe if we saw the wins that we saw and Cruz won, I'm sorry, but I think we'd have the same amount of issues that we have today. Now, Trump gives them a little bit more to work with. Don't get me wrong. But we still have the same type of issues that we have today. Don't you agree?
To a certain extent, I think that Cruz would have been a little bit more, let me see if I can use the right, a little more discriminating against the Obama holdovers. I think Cruz has a better idea of how things work. So I think that some of the stuff where kind of Trump, either through ignorance or, you know, maybe just not putting his focus on it correctly,
right,
where he has
right,
hurt himself, I don't think Cruz will.
You got to hold that thought because we believe in capitalism on this show. We're going to go for a break, make some money. We'll be back in a minute. Julio Rivera joins me, the conservative Rican. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, let me go. Sorry, Daniel.
We are back.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can find stations, times that we're on. We're you know technically we're on 7 days a week. I'm not behind the mic 7 days a week. No way, no how. But you'll be able to pick it up if you find out what stations we're on, to find the times or what have you. If you head over to the website, two things I want you to buy. One is my new book, Ramblings of a Right Wing. I guess it's not so new anymore, but Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things they've taught you to hate, and you don't have to. And frankly, these are the labels given to me by the left. You know, the people that don't like labels, they don't want to use labels. They think labels are bad, except when they use them. Then they're okay. So you want to pick up a copy of that book because it'll tell you how. It'll teach you how to deal with the left. It'll show you what they're thinking and how to combat what they're thinking. And number two is, I am tired of this resistance movement. We let them get away with it. We let them continue on. We came to the game too late. Now we don't have to. And I've got these shirts. T-shirts you can buy that say, hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand for liberty. Stand for justice. Stand for truth. I'm not telling you to bring a baseball bat, a gun, pepper spray. That's not what I'm telling you to bring. Let them do that. Let those morons show their true colors. But you wear the shirt and you stand for what you believe in. Do not let them. I get nuts with this. We've allowed them to appropriate, you know, bigot, racist, homophobe, resist. They've taken these words and they use them against us. As far as I'm concerned, they have no meaning anymore. Absolutely none. Before I take the whole hour, let me bring Julio Rivera back on with me. Julio, thanks for being with me today. Always appreciate your time with me.
Well, you know, I always appreciate your asking. And it is a pleasure, as I stated before, to speak to you and have an opportunity to be heard in front of your vast audience.
Yeah, I appreciate
and
that.
I want to say something real quick, too.
Uh-oh.
If everybody in that audience can go to Facebook and give a like to the Reactionary Times page, it would be much appreciated. Thank you.
No, that's cool. Yeah, you know what? We have to support each other. I've been talking about this for a long time. I've been telling people how conservatives have seen a marked decrease. That Google and Facebook and others are really clamping down on us and clamping down on the traffic that goes through our websites. And it's very hard today to get our messages out, which affects our revenue as well. So we need to support each other. And yes, I'm telling you, head over to Reactionary Times and give it a like, respond to Julio, respond to the writers that they have there, that kind of thing. So again, thanks for being with me today. All right.
Yes, and we share a mutual writer too. Uh-oh. David Weissman does contribute to us from time to time as well.
Yep.
So it's very interesting there. If you're a fan of him, you know, you see some of his spectacular writing on our site as well.
Yeah, he does. He does some great work. He really does. I've had him on the show from time to time, especially when things are heating up over there in Israel. It's great to have him there and a patriot. I mean, he loves this country. He loves America. So it's great to have him there as well. Okay, so if we sucked up to everybody we need to suck up to now?
Yeah, exactly. I think I checked off all the boxes on my list. So what about you, Joe?
So, you know, you were talking a little bit about the Obama holdovers, and I've always said I would have loved it, or I would love it, because Trump's got the attitude, to go in there, and I would have jumped up in the State Department, on the head desk in the State Department, and said, look, here's how it works. We get one more leak out of this department, and nobody tells me who that person is, you're all gone. Every one of you is fired, it's finished, and I'll refill this room after that. And I think that would help, but I also believe that the problem they have there is he doesn't really have many people in his administration that understand how government works. Now, I'm not saying that to force him to bring somebody on that understands how government works so he can fall in line, but you have to have an understanding of it before you can switch it. I think that's one of his biggest problems, don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, that was supposed to be solved by having a guy like, you know, the dirty rat Reince Priebus as his chief of staff that was supposed to kind of guide him through a lot of this and be responsible for making sure that people, if he can't actually physically be there and, you know, handle everything and micromanage everything, that at least the elements and the people would be in place to be able to do so. So I think he's got double whammies all over the place. The problem with Trump, I think his biggest problem, he doesn't have a whole hell of a lot of allies. I mean,
no.
You know, the Democrats are against him, although he's very friendly in some sense to Democratic elements. I think some of his kind of uneven platform, and I think that some of the people that obviously he keeps closest to him, like his family members, you know, the Kushner types, the Ivankas, some of those people are the only Democrats that actually really like him. The rest of them don't. The Republicans are a mixed bag because many of them refuse to even endorse this guy in the presidential election. And it's crazy to think that a Republican can win with such little Republican support.
Wow.
It tells you really how this was a true movement of the people. But, you know, in D.C., in that swamp, he was enemy number one for one reason, because he was that outsider. He was perceived as the guy that was most likely to go in there and break up that system. So that he's getting met with resistance, even among, you know, people that are actually working for him. He's signing that check, in a sense, and he's allowing them to, you know, continue to still be in those positions. And the fact that they're doing everything they can to undermine him, like you said before in the previous segment, treason is what it is.
I agree with you. And again, you know, he has a level of trust, and he works it like he does in the business world, but he can't do that in government. First of all, my understanding is it's very hard to get rid of people to begin with in the government. Almost takes an act of Congress. But you started going down that road. You kind of stopped or came up short, which is the GOP, the old time Republicans, are not supporting this guy. Look, we have the power. We have the power to make it happen, and they should just start slamming through these things that they know are truth, that they know need to be done, and stop playing games, right? Who cares about what people are going to think on the other side?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of things that they can do through reconciliation with only 51 votes through the Senate. They have 51 Republican senators. I don't want to hear the damn excuses anymore. I don't, like, seriously, like, did the Democrats have any problem whatsoever getting through things with only 51 votes if they had to, you know? So it's not something that where there isn't precedent set for it. And it was one of those kind of things when Harry Reid was talking about using the nuclear option as far as he could on anything. I always laughed back and thought, listen, one day the shoe's going to be on the other foot, And when it's our turn to do it, we better have the wherewithal to go ahead and do those things. And right now, tax reform needs to be done. I saw Paul Ryan the other day on Fox News, and he sounded like, you know, like this guy's an empty suit, right? First of all, this guy's not the biggest corporate shill there's ever been. I don't know who is, but he's there, and he's saying the right things that need to be said, but he never actually puts forth the action to make these things happen.
No, you know what? Paul Ryan is the first wave of progressive Republicans that you're going to see come through the Congress. You mark my words, Julio. Yeah, I've been saying this about him for, I think, a year and a half, 2 years now. I'm so glad that he didn't make it into vice president because, look, he keeps coming back to his tax plan. You notice that? If you've been paying attention and watching, he has a tax plan. He has an idea how this is supposed to work, and he's not going to let the president get his tax plan done. That's what I personally believe.
Yeah, you know what, and I agree. I think that the president's tax plan, I think, is something that scares, you know, somebody like, Paul Ryan, who probably has a lot of, I guess, you know, when you're pandering to special interests and all these industries that probably fund Paul Ryan's reelection campaign, all draw money from the U.S. taxpayers. And when you start talking about cutting revenues, you know, which really it doesn't. It creates new revenue because you have new revenue opportunities. And you know, these guys don't believe in capitalism and true sector growth. They say they do. They say they do, but they really don't. So to them, it just looks like, oh, you're going to take, you know, you're going to take half of our big pot of, you know, basically stolen money from the taxpayer. Do you know what's funny? You say that you haven't liked Paul Ryan for about a year and a half, because it's funny. It was almost a year and a half exactly when they passed that horrific, horrific omnibus bill under Paul Ryan. That was like his first major act as House Speaker, and that omnibus bill funded or it had a provision that included 300,000 visas for workers coming from predominantly Muslim countries. So if he's not in on the globalism, the Islamification of the world, the undermining of American exceptionalism, I mean, it's blatantly obvious that Paul Ryan is a part of that system.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Julio Rivera, our conservative Rican, right after this. Please, heat up your coffee. You don't want to miss the last segment. Don't make me come to your house. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Okay, I'll give you a chance to go one time around the dance floor. Make sure you have your rollerblades on. It is Friday night. I would have put the disco ball on, but I couldn't reach it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. What? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me money. You can be added to our email list. Or you can head up to Facebook and get involved in that live chat as well. And again, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen to tune into this. I would like to believe it simply shows how high your IQ is. That's kind of how I feel about it. Anyway, Julio Rivera joins us, also known as our conservator. He can always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Julio, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you. Again, as always, every time that I get the opportunity to come on your show, I just always think it's spectacular. You know what people don't get to listen to? Kind of our banter in between, you know, on the breaks and so on. And some of that stuff is just as golden as the stuff that we actually put out.
So, we should charge for it.
Maybe, CNN will get access to that information. That'll be the next series of weeks.
Well, and people don't realize what a big deal this is, too, because You're from New Jersey. I'm from Boston. We normally don't get along. You know what I'm saying? But we've come together, unlike the other groups, we've come together for the same cause, and that's to combat stupidity and ignorance on the left, right?
Exactly, yes, which is it's permeating through the walls in D.C. and that disgusting swamp that still actually needs to be drained. And let's not forget that Donald Trump is still barely at, what, day 150?
You know,
there's still a lot of time left for Trump to go ahead and turn this around, but it feels like he's been president already about 3-4 years with the amount of phony scandal which has been manufactured by the mainstream media and the Washington, D.C. insiders.
Think about everything that's gone down, okay? And they still can't let the Russian thing to go. And it's not a matter of, look, if the Russians really did play or did hack into our systems, then that's a big deal, and we should check into it. I get that. I don't want to make it sound like I'm poo-pooing that. But to simply keep trying to tie it back to Trump is where the irritant comes in, because you have 16 of the 17 national security agencies saying, look, there is no collusion. Let me spell that for you. You got Senator Boxer coming out and saying there is no. Feinstein, right? Out of California.
Yeah.
Right. She came out and said, hey, there is no collusion. I mean, you got Adam Schiff comes out and says, there's no collusion. And then you got that bonehead, Stuart Smalley. He come out and he says, well, this collusion here we have to find. And that's because everybody, doggone it, everybody loves him. But they're stuck.
Oh,
they're like a starving dog that just wants something to lock onto, don't they?
Yeah, you know what's even scarier than that, now that you say Stuart Smalley? Al Franken 2020. This is down the top,
of
their party. This clown are amongst like the higher, probably, the guys that are more probable to be on their ticket for in 2020 is people like him, Elizabeth Warren, who's a communist, fake Native American. You've got Cory Booker, who's an empty suit. This is why the Democrats are failing left and right, because this is who they are now. And you're absolutely right. There is no evidence that has been brought up that at this point even substantiate the time and the trouble that they're spending to try to find fire where there isn't even smoke. If you figure if somebody would have had a smoking gun piece of evidence at this point, because this is something that they've been pursuing since election night in November. This has been ongoing for over 6 months. They can find leaks on freaking everything, but they can't find one shred, one iota of evidence that ties the Trump campaign to colluding with Russia.
It's
crazy. And you would think that they would look in the obvious place, like somebody like Manafort. If they haven't been able to pull out any evidence that somehow Manafort might have coordinated anything like this, then you have nothing. You truly have nothing.
You know, there's a left-wing loon trying to get me kicked off the school board, and he's following me around on Facebook. And they are so easy to poke. They're so easy. You know, he talked last night about 77,000 people losing their health insurance here in my area. If the Republicans go forward, we have about 250,000 people here. And I'm going, really? Where do you get your numbers? Why are you such a shrill for the Democrat Party? Why do you just spew these unsubstantiated empty numbers? They hate it. And he goes nuts. So Trump, I'm telling people yesterday, do you understand that Trump did the same thing when he said, he sent a shiver down the spine of Comey, and he got everybody else looking in a different direction when he said, well, he better hope there's no tapes. Now, he didn't say, he better hope I don't have any tapes. He didn't say, I taped it, and I don't know whether I'm going to keep them or not. He just merely made a statement that he better hope there's no tapes. I mean, that sent everybody into it, right? They're going to do a congressional subpoena, the subpoena the tapes, and going, boy, you people are freaks. You're so wanting something. You're so wanting to find something negative on Trump that you're willing to believe about anything. He is playing them like a concert pianist plays a piece, isn't he?
Exactly. I mean, they're acting like petulant children. They wanted their way so bad. They wanted their way at the expense of democracy. I mean, these liberals nowadays go ahead, if they had their way, and undo and get rid of the constitutional protections which have kept our society civil for the past 240 years just to get their president in. And I hate that. He's not my president.
Oh.
He's this, he's that. That's so stupid.
Would you hear him?
When Obama, I didn't like Obama, but he was still
the president.
He was still the president. That's respect the office.
Did you hear them after the election the other night in Georgia, right? Two stupid things happened. One is the people on the left are screaming, she's not my congresswoman. I'm going, oh, you guys, you know, you need to be sent to Russia for a few months for rehabilitation, right? And then the next day, Ossoff comes off and he says, you know, the biggest problem we have here is the amount of money that's being spent on these elections. And I'm going, you spent more money than she did. Your party brought in money from California for a race that they should have had nothing to do with. I'm sorry. Is this hypocritical or delusional, or did he just take too many hits off the crack pipe before he went out and did the press conference?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. You got to look at it like this, right? In the last, isn't this funny? I was on actually a show that you've been on before, which is on the Tom Hartman show, and we were talking about.
Now, wait a minute. Stop. That you have a Russian connection. I can no longer have you on the show.
I've been on RT now, yes. I'm sorry, comrade. I've exposed myself.
Thank you, comrade.
As the second shooter on the grass, you know. No, but we were talking about the campaign finance reform. Liberals love to point to Citizens United, you know, to that big Supreme Court decision. But at the end of the day, who is the one the party that raises the most money via super PACs? It's always the Democrats. They complain about it because they're complaining about the results, but they're not. They shouldn't be complaining about the mechanism of it, because they actually benefit from it more. Hillary Clinton, $1.2 billion was spent on her campaign. Trump ran lean and mean for hundreds of millions of dollars less. And in that Georgia race, the Democrats spent, I believe it was $30 million. Where generally a congressional campaign can cost anywhere from like $1 million to about $3 million generally. That's about, they spent about 10 times the amount. And they still got their you-know-what handed to them. And that's with spending more money and having a media that's completely in the tank for the left. You know, you would think that Donald Trump was like setting the world on fire and he was the worst thing that ever happened to America. Meanwhile, the American people are still voting Republican because they want what he brings.
Well, Julio, I know your show, my show, you know, your writings and what have you. We don't reach, you know, tens of millions of people like guys like O'Reilly did and what have you. And now we're losing Fox News. But, you know, I want to tell people we only have about a minute and a half. And guys like you and I and others at our level, kind of like the regional type of people, you know, we try to get the message out. We are pushing to get the message out. And politics starts local. These guys don't end up in Congress because they wake up one morning and say, in most cases, say, you know what, I'm going to run for Congress. They have been school board members or water board members or city council members. You know who they are. I know who they are. We need to start attacking them locally. We need to keep them from even thinking about going to Washington. I think it's the only way we're going to clean the swamp, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way. And you said it right there. All politics is local, and it really does start in your own community, you know, with your own, you know, with your own, like, maybe assembly races in your state and your own congressional races in your state and those kinds of things. But, you know, now we live in a different time because of things like the internet and because of those campaign finance rules that the Democrats keep complaining about, which actually, like I said, only really benefits them. You're saying that you mean to tell me that a Georgia congressional race was getting money from California and they still want to complain about the way the system is working?
I know.
You know what? They need to just keep their message. They're a dead party. They're just break up. Just repeal and replace the Democratic Party. How about that?
There you
go.
I'm with you. Hey, listen, you got about 20 seconds. Tell people how they find more about you.
Please, I need you guys to log on to reactionarytimes.com and start checking out the great stuff we have on there. As I stated, David Weissman is one of our contributors. We also have Leslie Brown, Xander Gibb, and then different people from time to time that also give us some stuff. So I want you guys to go on there at OES, we go on Twitter, and at Reactionary TMS. Please follow us on Twitter. We're trying to build a bigger presence and be a voice in this fight with alongside Joe.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, listen, don't go far, people. Come on back in the next hour. We're going to talk about that guy that everybody loves, Elon Musk, and the $5 billion you subsidize him every year.